And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hi. real quick, I do want to say this because I got to get the sponsors out because I love telling everybody about Subway. Right now, you can try a hot, delicious Subway breakfast sandwich built just the way you want it, and you can do the egg white and cheese with tomato and fresh spinach on toasted flatbread for starters. It's good. Then you can add green peppers and onions or even jalapenos for the extra kick. You can want to throw on bacon. Of course you do, because everything's better with bacon. Black Forest ham, even steak. Subway has a bunch, countless breakfast sandwich combinations, each one made exactly to your liking. So stop by and get the one that's got your name on it right now at the Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, I'm going to turn the lights up.
Is it pretty dark?
It's dark. Yeah.
It's pretty dark. It's getting dark in here. So you can take off your clothes. Only if it's dark, you can take them off.
Take them off. When are you going to make another batch of candles?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about that yesterday. I won't do it this weekend, but I'll probably do it next weekend. I have to get a candle mood. It's usually a Saturday. I don't have any. There's no baseball games going on, or there's nothing. See, it's college. It's college football season now, yeah. Though. I got to do it in the morning.
Unless you do it like during the game while you're watching on TV or something.
I don't have it. No, I can't do that. I don't have a TV in there. Well, see, man.
Where do you make the candles?
In the kitchen, of course. Where else would I make them?
I don't know. I would think you had like this laboratory or something.
I make them in the lab.
The candle lab.
In my candle lab. Nothing's lamer than having a candle lab.
Well, some people, I'm sure, do have a candle
lab. You ever get like
a,
you do a thing and you have to get kind of in a mood for it. So I have to kind of get in a mood for it.
Like the show?
No, I'm always kind of in the mood for the show. But the candles, it's just kind of, I want to get, you know, like fall scents and stuff. Golly, I sound stupid. sometimes just hit you. It's kind of, I just did the audio equivalent of walking by a mirror and look a side mirror
and seeing yourself out.
And then like, oh jeez, oh god,
yeah,
this is awful.
You know, I need some fall scents. That's what I need.
Like a you know, yeah. Anyway, to answer your question,
pumpkin spice.
I'm gonna
something
stuff like that.
We actually didn't you do pumpkin spice last year?
I don't remember. I think so. There's a lot of good stuff. Cinnamon, you know, the fallish. So they actually have scents now that are like dirt. You can get
leaves.
I'm thinking leaves don't really have a smell.
So you get online and you just
order oils. Yeah. Yep. Basically.
And then
that is how you do it.
And then the oils are what you choose. So you can combine them. Like you can make
yes.
cookies and cream and have cookies and cream.
That dude,
or
it's
chocolate
so,
and peanut butter.
It's so in depth that you can order, if you have a certain fragrance that you like cologne, perfume,
mm-hmm.
you can order, they'll have it. Hey, if you like, you know, whatever, you'll like Polo, you'll like this. And they have it to where it smells just like it. Or I'll tell you something else. They also have ones that you can pick if you like Bed Bath & Beyond. If mm-hmm. if there's a product that they like. Are you me because you're making fun of me?
No.
Okay. Because I can't see your face. And I also know how you are. You can do.
Uh-huh. Tell me more. Tell me more.
All right. All right.
Well, how did you even get involved in making
I don't even
candles
know.
To begin with? Because one day we're in here and Big D's like, I'm going to make candles tomorrow. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, sure enough, he walks in with these candles made out of mason jars and they had wicks and stuff. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to do wood wicks next time. And then you come in with like more elaborate flavors and. You kind of, I don't know. It was just out of nowhere. Next thing you know, we start selling them on our website. By the way, you can get the handmade. Here we go. Nice little plug. You can get the handmade Big D and Bubba autographed candles. We've signed the tops of the tens, and you can do that at BigDandBubba.com. Just click on store.
You're not very crafty though, are you?
No, I'm not very handy. I'm not very crafty. I have major issues with anything like that.
You're more of a you're techie.
Yeah, I'm techie.
You're techie, but you're not handy.
I'm techie and I'm breaky. That's my other thing. If I can't fix it, I just bash it. I'm like, it doesn't work.
I noticed that our gutter over the garage was like coming apart. Like the boys play basketball in the driveway, and like the ball gets crazy and somehow ends up way up on the, and it kind of pulled the gutter off of the roof. So Kathy was like, oh, we really need to, we had some really bad rains or something. And it was like, it was bad. And so she's like, we need to get somebody out here to do it. And when she said that, I was like,
you felt like less of a man because she said we need to hire somebody to be a man.
You know,
we need to hire
said?
A man.
We should have. That's what she said to me. We need a man around here who can come out here and fix this.
Dude, that wouldn't have hurt my feelings at all.
You know what? It didn't normally, but for this time it did. And so I got a big, long, like extended ladder. By the way, you ever use one of those things?
Yeah, I have one.
Terrifying. Terrifying, because you pull them out and they get, you know, longer, and the only thing that's keeping it from going back down are
those
these
little
two
pins
clamps,
yeah,
that kind of hang over. And so it's just me, and I'm climbing up this ladder, and I went and I bought the new replacement. I'm gonna screw them into the roof so that it attaches, and then I'm going to re-put the other nails, or big long nails that go back into it, and I'm going to clean out the gutters and all that kind of stuff. Well, it sounds great until you're standing up there, and when you're climbing, it kind of like shakes, like it kind of like your muscles kind of like when they're real tired.
It trembles
because
you're nervous,
and it translates to that. So I'm on this thing, and it's going.
That's how it is whenever I'm hanging up Christmas lights. Or it's taking them down, which normally it's just hanging them up.
It's awful. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, this is it. This is how I break my neck. And there's nobody around. And but I was like, you know what? Dude, I'm going to do this.
You manned up.
I did.
And did you fix
Carson.
It? Did you reattach it to the house?
I did. I reattached. I had a drill, you guys, that you plug in. And so I had to.
You were going up this ladder of death.
Yeah.
With a drill.
Yeah.
What?
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What you don't think about is that I've got a hammer, all right, because I've got to hammer the other ones in. I also have a drill because I got to drill the one on the corner in. So I've got an extension cord attached to the drill. Okay. I've got the hammer in my right pocket. And as I'm climbing up the stairs, I then realized, oh my gosh, I have this drill. How am I going to do that? So I drape it around my neck, okay? And I've got the hammer in my pocket, and I'm climbing up my hands.
So you get the wires around your neck. And, so if you get hung, you get
it's
hung.
And it's going woo, 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 back and forth. And my pants are coming down because the hammer.
Because you have no butt.
I don't have a butt. And so there's nothing just to stop that. And so it's pulled. So my pants are literally almost to the ground. They're down like, not to my knee, but almost. And all you can see is just my boxers. I'm just climbing. I don't care, man. I'm doing this. And I got this around my neck. Get up there and drill it in, sweating, bugs. But I finished it, and I did it. I did it.
Wow.
Like our stuff is fixed. You pull up, it's working.
It looks good.
It looks
repaired.
Right. It has been repaired.
See, I've
by
got
a handyman,
do,
me.
I've got to do the water heater. The same issues we've been having for the longest time.
Are you going to do it?
You're going to do your own water heater?
I don't know. Apparently, this little job I'm supposed to do.
I call people to change light bulbs. Like a water heater.
Apparently, the job I've got to do isn't that hard. Basically, I need to change out the thermocoupler, which sounds cool to begin with.
Yes.
But if I change out the thermocoupler, then it'll quit, you know, turning the pilot light off, apparently.
All right. Well, Dee, how did you... Did you like strut around the house after you did it? Like, how proud were you?
Out.
Wouldn't you? I mean,
I barked orders.
Yeah, like I manned that up.
Yeah, I did it, and I made sure everyone knew. I wrote a little sign with a magic marker on some paper, and just said, "Hey, make sure you check out the work that has been done at the house that I did. And then Kathy came home and I'm like, hey, did you see that? She's like, yeah, that's really great, baby. Thank you. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, you told her? You made sure to tell her that it was you?
I did it. I got it. And she's like, oh, well, is it good? Yeah, it's good.
Is it going to stay?
So do we need to get someone to kind of look at it? No. No, it's good. It's good. It's
no inspection needed.
Yeah, none. Huh. So why don't you go make me a sandwich? I'm going to sit back here. Lord.
I picture you like Fred Flintstone with this massive rack of ribs sitting in front of it, just gnawing away.
The Brontosaurus burger. Yeah. He's just going to town.
That's right.
Hey, Bonnie, come here.
Smoking a cigar. I'm smoking in the house. How about that? That's what I'm going to do. Hey, you kids, you rub my feet. Rub Daddy's feet.
I hope I say this right. Kajet Jones, I want to say hi to you.
You said that right, but you said wrong right.
Did I say wrong right?
Well, you said, I hope I said it right.
I don't know, dude. Anyway, she said, I wish the radio station signal was stronger because I could get you into my office. Apparently, a lot of people do have that issue, so we're working on something for you very soon. Can we drop a hint or no? Patrick?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The thing we're getting where they can listen, like sometimes in the office, if you work in a vault.
How many times are we going to say no?
Okay.
So, what are you eating?
Anyway, pretzels. Just hang tight. We're working with you, girl.
But do you guys like pretzels?
I love pretzels.
Yeah, you like the homemade.
I love the smell. Like whenever you walk through those, like the mall, and you go by the pretzel place, I just want to turn around and lick the glass because it's so good.
Carson and I were talking about this. I never think I want pretzels until you eat like two of them and go, man, I like pretzels.
Man, those are good.
Let me see it.
It's like combos.
It's amazing how much
you might as
salt.
Well take two because you're going to want them.
Yeah, salt
like
and
when
bread.
You go and you get combos. And you're like, those are great.
Oh, combos. There's nothing better when you're driving on a road. I'll run into a gas station and I'll get like the pizzeria combos.
But I don't want to be rude. You want a pretzel?
No, I'm trying
to get lunch away.
Didn't you hear me talking about how I'm trying to get back on the diet?
It's like salt. It's like salty cardboard.
It is. But if
nothing to it. It really isn't.
I'm telling you.
Hockey game pretzels.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's the best.
That is. That's when sporting events, I'm always going for the pretzels.
Now, when you eat these... Are you guys getting it stuck in your teeth?
Yeah, you're supposed to. And then you got to pick it out, and it's great.
Do you pick it out?
You
right
pick
in front
it out for a while, and you try
I
to
I am
with
a lady.
Tongue.
Yeah, but
so
say.
Probably. but I go in my studio and I do it.
I like those things that you can get. They're like little tooth like things in between your teeth that you can stick through there. Not toothpicks. They're like
they look
bristled.
Like- Oh, see, have you seen the floss that looks like the letter P?
Yes, I have those
too. And then, so you can
and
just,
on the end, it's like a sharp.
Yeah,
like
so you can floss and pick on the go.
Yep.
These other ones are like, it's like the way an arrow would be, you know, pointing on the end. And then it
the
has
empennage
like little,
on the end, like the little bristles.
And it's like little bristles that are almost rubbery, kind of. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty cool,
it's like
too.
A tiny toilet brush for your teeth.
It's like a,
tiny exactly toilet
that's
brush.
Awful.
Exactly
it does
right.
Sound awful, doesn't it?
Which, by the way, we need a new toilet brush around here. I don't know if you boys have looked, because I am pretty adamant about always cleaning the toilet. If I go into the bathroom. Yeah, we are. We are.
What are you talking about?
Okay, the toilet brush itself is looking very bad.
Bad how? Like
it's
what?
Like looking very used.
Get some bleach. It'll be fine.
Get the Clorox wand.
It's
that
discolored.
Thing with the disposable tablets. That's what I use in my house. Way
Why
easier.
Is it dirty?
I don't know.
I don't know what y'all are up to.
I went to clean. I went to clean the toilet the other night, and I saw it, and I was like, "Ah, that's gross." I didn't want anybody.
Do you
coming
guys
in.
Use that to clean poop off the toilet or something?
You're supposed to. That's what it's there for.
No, it's
and sometimes
not.
I'll come in, and the person before me didn't do a good job, and then you got to go back and redo the job.
Poor Carson. She's just hanging on. She's just hanging
the
on.
The only poop I know anything about is my dog's. I don't believe humans do it. I don't want to know.
I don't poop. I don't poop.
So if you see like some that's stuck, because our problem is that our toilet is a low water one. So it's like, it's basically like pooping in a bowl.
I'm having PTSD flashbacks to podcast number one.
Really? Why?
Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Well, it's a real...
I reach down and just clean it.
It's a... Right. With Big D just uses his finger, what? Goes over the edge.
No, I use toilet paper, and I put my hand
put
down in there.
Toilet paper
on
your
my hand,
hand
and then I reach down and I...
That's how I do it. And you know what? It works.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
And I'll do it for other
y'all
people's
poop.
Y'all
are nasty.
I don't care.
Dude, I'm about to wash my hands.
That is the gross.
Thank you.
And then I wash my hands.
Team Bubba. Yeah. Team Bubba.
Look, I'm just saying, if you don't use the brush, you are doing it wrong.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Let's think about it here. So basically, you took something and cleaned it, and then you just let poop sit. And
no,
it just sit there in the room with you.
You swoosh it.
Let me put it to you this way. I just put toilet paper on my hand and wipe poop off my nether regions, and that's fine.
But you can't do it on a toilet?
I can't wipe the same poop off the toilet? You are both crazy.
This is the most horrific conversation I've ever been part of.
Yes, this is the same thing that happened in the very first podcast. Bubba talked about poop.
This is basically you like saying, oh, I'm going to wipe my butt, and then you take that toilet paper and you stick it in the corner and just let it sit there, and then you go, well, look over in the corner. It sure is dirty.
No, this is different. You got to use the brush. You get under the rim of the bowl. You get all the stuff away. Why? Because that's what it's for.
Toilet paper's good enough to protect your hand.
If toilet paper is not going to protect your hand, especially once it gets wet.
Oh, but did you just use a brush to wipe your butt? No,
I would use a brush for that. It's called a toilet brush, not a butt brush.
Can we use the brush to clean our butt?
No, please do not clean your butt.
Please don't share it.
Because I will do that.
We'll get you individual brushes.
In fact, I'd even like to have one of those things that helps you reach back there. That would be cool.
Wow.
You just kind of wrap toilet paper around it.
It's such like a high quality broadcast.
It's like one of those T-Rex things you can reach up, and it's like a little.
Oh, my God.
You know. What I'm talking about?
Yeah, a little squeeze.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to get one of the kids.
Anytime I see the little old lady at the supermarket, I can't look at her the same using
You'll
that
be like,
anymore.
Oh, I know what she used that for.
I've seen older people use their reachy thing for the top shelves at the supermarket.
And now you know it's all about reaching around.
That's it.
Can I change the subject,
thank you.
Please?
Yes,
no,
please.
Not at all.
5 minutes ago, yes.
All right, so I'm going to bring this up. So we had a radio conference in town this week.
It's been exhausting.
It has been exhausting. Yeah. But Bubba and Carson and I were out till midnight on Tuesday.
And I was sick, and I, you know, I need all the
Carson
sleep
and
I
went
an
out again
cream.
Last night, so whatever, lightweight. So our buddy Adam, if you heard the prank call when Adam thought he was calling our buddy Sam, and he called the show, and Big D and Bubba gave him a good time.
We just gave him a regular time.
Adam, it really wasn't even that great.
Wasn't that great, but it was just, it's the fact that he sort of even maybe fell for it is just too much.
Yeah,
he fell for it. I was trying to be nice. So we have this dinner, and Adam stands up to address all these big, you know, radio managers that are in from all over having this dinner. Adam stands up with a binder. And he opens his binder and he says, I'd like to start off with a joke. He's very clearly.
Here's the thing. Whenever you say, I'm going to give you a joke now.
I'm
going to
start off with a joke now.
Whatever you say is going to be unfunny.
It's so
nothing is going to be funny afterwards.
I thought the joke was endearing.
It would be like saying, I'm going to be romantic now.
He told it so badly.
That's what I'm saying. I thought he did a good job. Because the joke was told in such a awkward manner, it made you really love him. You go, man, he's great.
I looked over at Big D right when he said, I'm going to start off with a joke, and he's holding a binder in his hand. And look over at D, and D had the look on his face like, oh my God.
Really?
Oh my
God. Yeah. Really? Were you guys worried that his joke was going to flop?
That look right there. Were you not worried? What are you kidding?
No, it was not worried. I was absolutely assured that it was going to be bad.
It was going to be a disaster.
I do love the fact that he showed up to this thing. You know, we're having this nice big dinner with some swanky radio broadcast professionals, and he's like, he does this whole prepared speech, and then he turns and goes, okay, Bubba, stand up. Your turn.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're really good at that, though. You did a good job. You did.
I forget what you said, but I go, did he just come up with that off the cuff? It was inspirational.
It was really
good. It wasn't just good, but it was inspiring.
I'm here to inspire. Yeah. That's what I do.
He's really good at it.
Yeah. And Big D gets up there and has the levity and closes it out. Because I'm like, if I have to stand up and do this, Big D's about to have to stand up and do this. So I called him.
Yeah.
It was a good night, though.
It was a very good night.
We really did. D left at 9:15, as per usual.
Kudos to you, sir.
You know, I saw it in the parking lot. Low Cash.
Oh, yeah?
Was out there. Preston wasn't. What's the other guy's name?
Chris.
Chris. And He's out there taking selfies with people, and I just give him the valet my ticket, and he finishes up. He walks over there, and he goes, "Hey, man." I go, "Hey, what's going on, man?" Because I could remember his name. And I said, "I go,
hey, dude."
I go, "Hey, man, what's happening, brother?" He goes, "I'm just out here doing this. We had to perform 45 minutes for radio people." And I go, "I'm sorry." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "It's all right, man. It's good." He goes, "I just can't. Because Preston's in there. He's still at it, man. He's in there just talking to everybody and doing all that." And I said, "Oh, yeah.
That's... So you're the Chris of Low Cash."
That's right. And he goes,
"Preston is the Bubba."
He goes, all I can do is think about it is I just want to go home. I said, "Yeah." He goes, "And the thing is, man, like, don't talk to me about it. Once I'm done, I'm done. I'm yours. When you need me, I'm doing it. I'm doing the whole
little dancing monkey.
But as soon as I'm done, I'm done and I'm going home." And
I go, "Yep." That's Big D at everything we've ever done.
Yep.
I
said, "You know what? All those people that were at this meeting were super cool. Not all of them combined aren't even half as cool as my one kid."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "None of them are better than my bed. None of them are better than me driving home with the windows down, listening to James Taylor. None of them beat that. None of them.
Nope.
Not even close. Can't even see you from there." And so I got home, and I was just, Kathy's like, "How'd it go?" I went, "Man, good." But he was like, "Man, that's the way I am." And I said, "The worst is when we used to work for the other company, and they would come in, and their corporate people would come in, and they're so fakey, and they would just tell you what they thought you wanted to hear. Oh, hey, everything's fine, everything's great. Do you know so and so? Hey, this is Big D. How would you ever?" I'm doing this whole thing in front of him, and he just starts laughing. He goes, "I'm telling you, that's exactly the way it is. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is, but for record people." I go, "I know. I said, I know. You and I aren't. We don't do the same thing, but we're kind of in the same industry, and we deal with the same types of people." And he goes, "Yep." And I said, "And you and I are very similar, because I have to watch myself, because I will go over the edge and I'll start, my filter will come off."
Oh, yeah, it does.
When it happens.
Oh, and then it doesn't go back.
And I snap and I go, "Whoa." And then Bubba's over there going, "No, what he meant was."
He's there with the mop. Just cleaning it up. I was talking to somebody that we were at that dinner with, and we had the same conversation about the, like, handshake, "How you doing? Good to meet you." And it was everybody in every, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, you have to put that face on for something. And nobody wants to do it.
Yep.
And you just, and it's whether maybe you have to go to a conference for your industry, or even just the big boss shows up.
Yeah. And
it's, "Hi there."
If you own your own company and you don't have a big boss, then you have clients.
Yeah.
They are customers, your boss.
And they're your boss, and you have to suck up to them. So we all have that moment of kind of.
And you're always, like, you're a little bit, you're different for every person. Uh-huh. Everyone goes, "I'm who I am." No, you're not. You're really not. You're not the same person you are at church as you are at the bar. You're not the same person you are at work as you are at home. You're different. Everyone has a completely, you act differently, you mm-hmm. talk differently, you think differently. Everyone is, and that's a kind of an amazing thing that humans have, that ability to do that.
Yeah, we adapt to.
We adapt to our environment.
How did we go from talking about cleaning the toilet bowl?
I don't know, but this is
much better.
Stick here.
Much better.
I don't know. I kind of like the old toilet bowl.
I can go back there easy.
That's easy for me to go back to if you want.
No, you're absolutely right. You're right, though. You're right. Everybody is different to match whatever the situation is. It's called adaptation, and we have to adapt to different people and different situations.
I can't talk to my kids the way I talk with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are some people, though, who have managed to get to places in life where they are the same with everyone. I feel like the Toby Keiths of the world really are that guy all the time.
No, they're the same with the same type and the same groups of people. Meaning, Toby is not himself around other record people and other musicians.
So he has he owns a part of a bank. You don't think when he meets with the banker people, he's not the same dude?
No, he turns on the smart light.
He's different at church.
Yeah.
Toby Keith you talk to is going to be different than the one that you see in church or you see it like, you know, kids school stuff. Or...
I'm not saying to the core he completely changes and he throws out everything he believes
in. We just have different hats we put on.
Yeah. So you speak differently.
There's different filters.
And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this.
We Snapchat our real lives.
That's something that is getting lost with younger generations.
What?
Is that ability to act the right way in the right in certain places. You know what I mean? Like how to be respectful in certain situations. I mean, if you don't understand
how to do that. It's called adulting.
Yeah. If you don't understand how to do that, you're going to look, there's I don't want to get too political here, but we all act a certain way when we get pulled over by the police. We all sit up straight and, you know, yes
hands
sir,
up,
no
don't
sir.
Shoot. That's
what you mean, don't start filming it?
Yeah. But then
saying I know my law.
I film
it's my Facebook Live.
I film it. I throw my phone down on the seat.
And there's a whole Periscope. Backlash against that. Like, why do we have to act a certain way? Because that's how you act, you know? Mm-hmm. You walk into a bank to get a loan, and you don't, you know, speak the right way, and you don't have respect and
here's
act
the thing.
Like you deserve respect.
You don't have to do that. But you also know you're going to live with the consequences.
Exactly.
If you get a face tattoo, fine. God love you. But they're not going to hire you. Mm-hmm. People aren't going to hire you.
Unless that's what they're looking for.
Unless they're looking for that. And that's fine. Just know, it's like all these, and I can say it because it's my opinion, all these morons who sit or take a knee for the national anthem. You can do that, but I'm going to put you in my box of idiots and people who are ungrateful, people who don't understand the big picture. I'm going to put you in that box because I can't.
We do have major social issues, especially in light of everything that's happened over the past couple of days. But that still does not excuse you.
What does that have to do
with
not standing
to the flag?
Exactly.
I heard an argument defending those guys that actually made what they're doing indefensible. When when Dabo Swinney, who's the head coach at Clemson, came out and made comments about it, and how, you know, I wouldn't let that happen. I don't know exactly what he said, but whatever he said against it. Some forecasters saying he's tone deaf. Look at him. I mean, he's clearly tone deaf to the feelings of the African-American community and probably some of his own players. And I'm like, you know what? You think he's tone deaf? You know who else is tone deaf? The guys who are kneeling during the national anthem. Because if you're trying to make a point, you're missing an opportunity. Because there's so many people who, no matter what your point is, if you make your point by being disrespectful, guess what? You're totally misreading your audience. We're not going to listen to anything you say after that.
Right.
You know?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And
I don't completely disagree with what some of the players have been saying. I just think this is the absolute wrong way to get middle America to listen to you. They're not, you know?
Yeah. No, I see your point. And I think everybody listening sees that, you know, there is a right way and a wrong way to get your message across. You know, Kaepernick did his first thing. I'm going to throw him out there just because he was the first one. He did it that first week. And then you had other people who did it and joined in. And then you had the high school. I couldn't believe the high school, the entire high school team sat or knelt. And it's just like, wait a minute.
What parent lets your kid do that?
Well, the parent who is saying, hey, be strong, be an individual, be yourself. I'm saying as a good parent, you want your kids to be able to step out and be themselves and express themselves. However, I do think that that is the wrong way. And I'm not condoning sitting or kneeling or whatever statement you have to do during the national anthem. I'm not condoning that at all. What I'm saying is I do get the other side where you want to get noticed. So people say, why? And that's where you come out and you say, because
nobody's talking about
why.
Why? Everyone's talking about the action.
Is there going to be more?
And if you
want to
talk about the issue, guess what? You say, what, you know, because I hear people defending Kaepernick by saying, well, people are talking about it now and no one was talking about it before. Bull crap. Weren't we all talking about this? Haven't we been talking about this for months?
Yes.
You know? Yes. Yeah, we're all aware of what's going on.
There's a couple of things that I feel that you...
about it on both of the major news networks right now that are on. Yes, we've been talking about this issue.
Yeah. There's just a couple of things to me that are off limits, and I guess maybe it's the way you're raised. If you're raised with there's no respect for the flag, and what it stands for and the deepness and the
let me
big,
put it to you
broader
this way.
Picture of it.
The vast majority of us have deep respect for the flag. So if you want us to listen to you, you're not going to get us on your mm-hmm. side by disrespecting something that we all respect.
You know, I've found, right? You're absolutely right. And I've found something. If you yep. want to get somebody who disagrees with you to pay attention to you, agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, if you agree, they're actually going to talk with you. You don't have to agree 100%, but agree with them and say, yes, we do have a problem. Let's talk. But don't go out and say, you're terrible for doing this. Well, you're terrible for doing that. Nobody's going to listen to each other because then we're just going to sit there and yell at who's right and who's wrong instead of worrying about what the problem is.
Yep. I mean, exactly right. Exactly right.
I don't know how we come back from that.
So yeah, that's...
I'm replying to a text. So.
Rosemary on Facebook wants to know how we met, how we all met. Well, we met Patrick. First of all, I guess we want to start with Big D and I. We met, he was doing a morning show with another guy. I was doing afternoons. The other guy got fired. Big D said, hey, Bubba, you want to do the morning show with me? And I said, no. And eventually he came to my senses. A
couple of weeks it took me.
Yeah, it took about 2 weeks. And then I was like, all right, okay, I'll do it. Then we ended up staying with the show. Then we swapped and went to a different radio station. Patrick was there. He was cussing a whole lot and kicking things, which showed us that, you know what? He had passion. He cared. So we said, you know what?
Nice spin.
So they approached my boss about offering me the job to work with them. And when he offered it to me, I said, nope, didn't want to do it.
Isn't that funny?
This seems to be a trend in our friendships. It took me 2 weeks to say yes to that job, too, because I didn't want to do it.
Then we met Carson because a friend of ours said, hey, you guys should really hire Carson. And so we listened to him and went, no.
And then everybody else said Carson's, no, and they were like, well, she's there.
Carson was the total opposite of us. We offered Carson the job, and she was like, you need me tomorrow? Or like,
yeah, so
do I have to bring my own microphones?
That's
kind of
how we met.
Some?
It's not like there was a lot of big, deep thing. A lot of people ask if Big D and I are brothers or cousins or related.
Somebody asked me if you guys actually get along, like, off mic, off the air. And yeah. I go...
They hate each other.
Yeah, and I go, yeah, like, you can't tell?
Well, no. A lot of people, a lot of morning shows yeah. and teams and all that, I would probably say, what, about 80%, D?
That's a lot.
They don't yeah. like each other. They yeah. don't want to be near each other. They don't want to talk.
And some of them that are really... successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's weird because we actually get along. And I also think it's interesting because we get along, but we also don't hang out as much away from work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do that because we're here in this studio every day for hours and hours and hours, and we're looking at each other the entire time. It's not like, you know, we're in the same office. We have to sit here and look and smell each other every day. No, but you know what I mean? We're only 3 feet apart. You know, yeah. all of us. So we're here. We're very close. And then you and I travel and we do things on the weekends and we're stuck in an airplane, you know, that kind of stuff where we're sitting there shoulder to shoulder for hours at a time. So it's weird because during the week, you know, we get off, we get done and it's like, okay, see you later. Bye. But it's not like we separate because there's constant barrages of text messages flying between myself and Patrick and D and Carson. And yeah, we do get along. We just don't hang out a whole lot. Now, Patrick and Carson do because they'll
go
to the bar.
But I mean, still, yeah. even if it's maybe one night a week, we.
Yeah, it's usually, and it's usually
work.
Business stuff too.
Yeah, that's true. Too.
But you can't hang out all day together.
Well, no.
And then leave and hang out all to. Because when you come back to talk about things, the
right,
element
right.
of surprise is gone. That's natural reaction because you've already seen it.
Like what I've seen, every once in a while you get that morning show team that's a husband and wife.
Oh my God.
And I go, how? How do you do that? I mean,
you must have nothing to say to it. Can you imagine?
The problem, no. they stay married because they have to keep the show.
It's for the show.
And then they stay the show because they have to stay married. Yeah. It's a weird little thing. They're trapped. They're like, oh, I hate this. We can't get away.
That's exactly right. Well, I don't know. It's...
I hate you guys.
Yeah. Do you? No. Do you really?
No, I love you guys.
Seriously?
I was telling someone the other day, I said, I would lie for them.
Cops
yeah. came in and said, did it happen to that? No,
what?
Sir. No, it did not. Anyone else? Yeah. I would. I'd lie for you guys. I'd do anything for you guys.
Seriously?
Under oath?
But
because we may need to talk.
I mean, you know, let's not push it. course I would never lie under oath.
No.
He said on tape.
That's illegal.
You're kidding.
You're silly.
You're kidding.
I would never do that.
Oh, my goodness.
You people are crazy.
That is crazy.
I do want to send a couple shout-outs here. Rob and Schwartz and Jessica, Laura, Michael, Nicole, Angie, another Nicole, Tabitha. You guys are awesome.
Hey,
just
Pat.
Saying hi.
Hey,
Willis.
Guys.
What a cool name, Willis.
Why don't you do us a favor, man? Why don't you go grab that guitar? And
oh, goodness.
Grab that guitar. Plug it in. Bubba, can you help
him
plug that in?
Do you say guitar?
Yeah, we got a new guitar. It's like, not a guitar, it's a guitar.
You got a guitar.
Yeah, we got a guitar now. You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, man.
It's like an oud.
Grab one.
Oh, here you go.
No, I meant guitar. Guitar. My dad says guitar. I saw my ACM at dad's house the other day.
Is it still sitting by his big lazy boy recliner?
Dude, it's presented in his house. Like it's got the remains of someone in it. It has its own doily underneath it.
Okay.
What'd you pick?
What is that?
A Tracy Lawrence pick.
Nice.
Lawrence pick that he left
All
here.
Right.
All right. Why don't we take some requests on Facebook? What would you like? We need a setting. What's the setting going to be if you're on Facebook?
Just go ahead and give us a topic, because we can't actually play somebody's song, because then that would be running into.
Yeah, give us a topic then. There you
go. Somebody give us a topic.
Is that in tune? I can't even tell. I can't tell when a guitar is in tune or not.
I wouldn't know either. People are just saying guitar, get fiddle.
Is too high. Did you have two guitars maybe, and you had one of them set for high end?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, I forget who it was. Some artist came in. Two.
Why don't you do a? Why don't you do a radio love affair?
Radio love affair.
I don't know. Like, you know,
was that someone said that, or that?
I was just like, you know, I don't know.
Is there a lag and they're not getting
spilled milk, Patrick? No, yeah, there is a lag. Spilled milk.
I'm not that creative.
You can make stuff up. You are creative.
Maybe not today. I don't know. I don't know what I got on spilled milk. What were we talking about before all this happened?
Cleaning the toilet with the brush.
No, we are not going
do that
not
one.
Doing
there you
that.
Go.
Do
cleaning
that.
The toilet with the brush.
No.
Yes.
I can't make
just
myself
go for
do it.
It.
I just can't.
I can. Go ahead.
All right, just
give me some.
Give Big D some blues.
Oh.
There we go. I went to the bathroom right after Bubba went.
Right after Bubba went.
Ah.
Wait, hold on. Here we go. Now we go. I went
into the bathroom.
He went to the bathroom.
Right after Bubba had went. Saw poop inside that hole there. I guess the brush there never went. First off, his plane
you
is terrible.
You rhymed went with went.
Well, first of all, I've tried it.
You rhymed went with went.
You
can't
word,
do
same
that.
Word. And don't knock my playing, man. You can't do better.
No, we can't.
Oh, well, you give us a song. Why don't you give us one of those little songs we sing where it's...
You want me to sing about all the things that happened this week?
Yes.
Give us you know, we got to do that tomorrow on the show, by the way. Just keep do this because we'll do this again on the show.
So we'll practice here and it'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's Patrick. Boy, you had a busy week this week.
Let's see.
Am I messing you up?
No, I'm just trying to find a little something. There we go.
All right, here's Patrick with how our week went.
Well, it was a really good week on the show. And we had some friends come by just to hang out and stuff. So Charles and Hillary and Dave from Lady Antebellum were here on Monday to talk about that new song.
Yeah, CMA.
And it was, really cool. Even though we hadn't seen the video yet. But then they played it on Dancing with the Stars and we got to talk about it the next day. So that was kind of cool. And Dolly Parton looked like an angel.
She looked like an angel.
And then we had a bunch of people in town from our partner company. And that was neat. One of them is the head accountant guy. His name is Hiram.
Hiram!
And when Hiram came by, and Big D took a picture of him with a Donald Trump mask on and sent it to the head of the company to go, hey, look, here's Hiram, and Hiram's holding guns, even though he lives in New York City and he's probably never seen guns before, but that's cool.
Let's hope not, because I think that'd be the wrong way to see it.
I'm trying to remember anything else that happened this week. There's the...
Get a little closer.
Let's see, and then we all had dinner on Tuesday night.
It was a good dinner.
It was a good time, and Adam told a joke, and it was not a good time.
I liked his joke.
Bubba's always nice all the time in not situations always. Like that.
I'm not, though. That's the crazy thing.
Like, if I say something mean, and then D says, yeah, and he says something similarly mean, and then Bubba will pipe up and go, nah, that was fine, and something similarly nice.
It's called good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop. Good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop.
Here's a story about two guys with a show. One plays the good cop and one does play the bad one.
Let me get a little. Hang on.
Oh, is this the soft version of it now?
Let me tell you a little story about two of my friends. They always hang out, and sometimes they even do a radio show together. And then one of them will say something kind of mean, even though it's probably true and usually very funny. And then the other one always go, no, that's not the case.
We have to do that.
I think that's fine.
We have to do that because of lawyers.
And it's called good cop, bad cop.
He's doing it now.
He's doing it now.
He's actually even doing it now.
That's I'm so not. Great. I'm just saying.
That's
I'm
so great.
Go,
like, you know.
All right,
like,
fine.
You know it's not about
can't
lawyers.
Turn it off.
He can't turn it off. It has nothing to do with lawyers. He knows that. That's never even happened before.
It is because of lawyers. And you know why it hasn't happened? Because of me. Because of lawyers. Because I'm aware.
Because years ago, there was a guy who told us that we should never take the same side.
No, we do. We do take the same side a lot of times. We actually are one of the few radio shows that we do.
If you hear radio shows and you wonder, there's two people, and why do they always disagree on everything? Because somebody told them that's how you have to be.
If you hear us disagree on something, it's because we actually disagree on it.
Until Bubba's just playing good cop.
But you can usually read right through that.
Changing the subject, two movies I want to see. I want to see Sully, and I want to see that Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah.
Pretty much any movie that Mark Wahlberg is in, I like. Have you all seen Ted?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen Max Payne? Max Payne was good.
Max Payne.
Max Payne was the video game one?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it was good. It was real good.
I watched Ted on an airplane, and it was so funny. I watched something the other day on a flight. And there's a guy next to me. I could tell that he was kind of like watching it, you know, even though he can't hear it. And it wasn't a bad movie, but there was a scene where it was very, like, a little racy.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. Oh, okay.
And, I couldn't let it. I had to fast forward through it, man.
It like, made you it was, uncomfortable to be it watching made me, that
right, cause
next
I was
to
like,
another
ugh.
Dude watching it with you?
Yeah. I'm the same way when I pull up and I have like music playing and I pull up to a red light and my windows are down, I turn my radio down.
Because you're embarrassed of what you're listening to? Because it's usually like opera?
No.
Oh, it's not opera.
Not
it's
opera.
Like easy listening, yawning.
Like spa.
Spa. Spa. It's called spa.
And I have only listened to that usually on the way in. But yeah, I turned it down. That's not, is it out of respect? I don't know. Is it, I'm embarrassed? I don't know. If I'm listening to like Eminem or like some kind of like Run DMC, that kind of stuff, and I pull up, I
you
always turn that
Run
down.
DMC?
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
Okay.
What?
I was waiting for you to come out with something like hipper and cooler, and you
Dude,
said Run DMC?
Run DMC is cool and hip.
Yeah, it's so old, it's hip again, man.
Yeah, it came back around.
It is, it came back
full
around.
Full circle.
Right now at Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. I'm shifting gears now. Thanks to the 350 sub of the day, Monday is now known as Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. In fact, there is a different 350 sub of the day, 6-inch sub of the day, every day of the week. And they contain no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources, and it's just $3.50. Duh. It's a great sub for a great price. Duh. Wednesday's turkey breast day. Italian BMT day is on Thursday. The $3.50 sub of the day, a different 6-inch sub every day only at Subway.
Can I sing the podcast out?
Like live?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember it. This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I kept wondering, how's he going to do that? I'm sorry.
I was waiting for you to do it, but then Bubba came through.